Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 917-889-7821. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, and today is Sunday, December 3rd, 2017, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, we will discuss if you think leggings are a distraction. We are discussing this topic, and this topic has actually been picked up nationally about fifth grade girls making a difference. So just take this moment to text, tweet, contact everyone you know, especially those who have children in school or have children. You don't want to miss this, okay? Well, once again, welcome. I want to say welcome to our new listeners as well as our loyal listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are delighted that you are spending part of your Sunday evening with us. We know that we're blessed to have listeners of all ages, and we always want to take a brief moment just to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Since it's called What is Etiquette Anyway, it's a question. We, of course, the proper etiquette would be to answer this question. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, isn't that what you want? I know that is certainly what I want. It's part of the reason that I do this show each week. Well, the word etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, making these rules requirements of behavior everywhere. And I certainly always like to send kudos out to Charles I. Well, once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Do you think leggings are a distraction? In an effort to change the Atlanta Public School System's dress code policy, which, by the way, hasn't been updated for 10 years, we have a couple of fifth graders that we are going to talk to, Phelan Hanley and Ruby Siegerman, and you are just going to be blown away by these two very bright little girls. But first of all, I would like to bring on Phelan's mom, Henora, and I want her to actually give us the backstory for those of us who may not be totally familiar with this. We're going to ask if Henora will just kind of give us a little insight into exactly what is going on with this. Henora, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday as well. It's a marvelous day.
Yes, it absolutely is. I am so delighted to have you on, as well as your daughter and Ruby, to talk about this issue with leggings. People are probably thinking, Leggings. What's the big deal about leggings? So if you wouldn't mind just sort of giving our listeners insight into why we're even discussing this, if you wouldn't mind.
It would be my pleasure. So this started actually as a school project that Salem was issued by an Atlanta public school teacher, and it was to create a persuasive argument. And she was struggling kind of thinking about which topic to choose, and she went to a sporting team practice and was talking with one of the older girls there who happened to be a sixth grader at Inman Middle School. And she shared with her that she had been recently dress coded, which is a violation, and was pulled out of her class and sent to the principal's office simply for wearing leggings. And Phelan was, I think, very startled and surprised and quite frankly outraged that not only was her friend pulled out of class because she's a very good student, but also because it was due to the fact that she was wearing leggings and was not allowed actually to wear leggings at Inman Middle School. So Phelan decided that this should be her persuasive argument project for her school assignment, and decided to research the topic and looked at other instances of girls, quite frankly, all around the country being dress coded and pulled out of class similarly, and felt that that was very unfair. So she researched the policy in the Atlanta public school system and found that it was indeed a violation of the current policy, but also that the policy hadn't been updated, as you said, in 10 years, which is quite a long time. So in her research and creating a PowerPoint presentation, she used a lot of examples from other school systems where girls had been, you know, dress coded and sent home or otherwise punished for wearing leggings, which they felt, in her research, I said, you know, why do you want to wear leggings? And she said, well, they're comfortable, you know, they're affordable, they're popular. And those were her reasons. So she did a significant amount of research online and found really that it's a national conversation. This is not isolated to Atlanta at all, but Atlanta happened to be updating the current policy. And she wanted to, you know, talk to the people in charge of those policies for the entire district. So we called two of our Board of Education representatives, Leslie Grant and Matt Westmoreland, and interviewed them. And she took notes and included those in her presentation prior to giving it to her class. And really, it took on a life of its own. She said she was informed that they were updating the current policy. So it was very serendipitous timing in that she was able to interject the voices of the students and wanted to update the current policy to make leggings inclusive and, quite frankly, remove the word distraction. She and Ruby felt very strongly that the word distraction was inflammatory and degrading to girls and wanted to change that. So this is an example of them, you know, both taking a stand and standing up for girls and really getting involved in updating the policy. And so they attended some Board of Education meetings, some policy meetings, and really got the attention of the Atlanta Public School Board. And tomorrow night is actually when they decide whether or not they're going to include or exclude the word distraction and whether they'll update the policy to allow leggings.
Wow. What I want to do, and by the way, if you all would like to join the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-7821, or you may email your comments or questions to etiquetteladies@gmail. Generally, before the show starts, as it's posted, we've already began getting some of the emails. We're going to try to get to those emails as soon as we can. But what I really want to do right now is go ahead and speak with the two girls. Phelan, I would like to just bring Phelan on first. Hello, Phelan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. Phelan, your mom told us a little bit about why you are actually working to update the dress code. Tell us, I mean, how are you feeling right now?
I am very excited that they might take out the word distraction because I think that a change is going to be made. I am very excited, as I stated, and just feel that this change is something that needs to be made. So,
leggings. Tell me, why do you like leggings? Tell me about that. Because some people might be
listening.
I like
leggings because they're comfortable, affordable, and popular. Mm-hmm. They allow you to move freely and feel more comfortable at the same time. And lots of girls and women wear leggings, so the fact that you can't wear them to one middle school and you wear them everywhere else is not fair.
Mm-hmm. And I also understand, too, when you started this charge, tell us about the signatures that you received. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I started out with my petition. Signatures. My mom had shown me a website you could use to collect signatures. It was a petition website called change.org. And so I decided I was going to start a petition. And so I decided I was going to start a petition. And then I didn't really have a goal for how many signatures. I just wanted to get as many as possible. And I have around 1,300 at the second. And 1,000 of those came within the first week. So that showed me that tons of people agreed with me. And it didn't take time to debate over, oh, right, is this wrong? They just signed. And that made me happy. And it also showed that I was not only talking about me and that I needed them. It showed that many other people also would like them.
Absolutely. And so that's very obvious because you are getting so much support. And I agree with you as well, stating that leggings are very comfortable. They're very comfortable. Another person who actually supports that as well is Ruby. And I want to bring Ruby on to join us, okay? And Ruby just happens to be one of my public speaking students. And she was with you too as you all actually address the board, correct?
Correct.
Let's see if I can pull Ruby. Ruby?
Hi.
Hi, Ruby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for asking. And so, Ruby, you're listening to the conversation, and you've been a part of this as well. So tell us, you know, why you're so passionate as well about seeing this change come. And what do the leggings mean to you? I mean, how do you feel about them as well?
I just, like, feel and think that they're, like, comfortable and affordable. They're also very popular. Like, there's different prints on leggings. You could get them in a solid color or, like, a rainbow if you want. And I came a part of this, like, I just feel that it's not fair because the girls aren't the people who are, like, doing anything wrong for wearing leggings. The people who are actually, like, eyeing them or something are.
Wow. Wow. So, listen, I know that you girls were also thinking that this part of this cold, you know, really made you guys feel, it would make girls feel ashamed. You know, you felt that it actually shames girls So if you all would talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
And either one of you can, yeah, either one of you can comment on that one.
So what they've been doing is they've been pulling girls out of class for wearing leggings. And my friend, Anthony, he had to wear a pair of gym shorts over her leggings if she wanted to return to class. And that is...
Mm-hmm.
Shaming girls for their bodies, which isn't fair.
Mm-hmm. And I am so sorry, but for those few people out there, and it could be boys listening as well, and they may not even know what leggings are. So would one of you just kind of explain what leggings are? Because some people may be thinking, leggings, what are those?
So leggings are basically really, really comfortable pants that can be a little tighter, but are still really comfortable, and you're able to move on.
Okay. And let's see, Phelan, it's getting a little difficult to hear you. Can you repeat that? And I want to have you speak up just a little, because I do not want anyone to miss anything that you have to say, okay?
So leggings are pants, basically, that can be a little tighter, and they can have prints, and just, or they could be a peg and have one solid color.
Mm-hmm.
And
the very... Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. And I know this is, you all said that they were very comfortable, right? Do some girls wear leggings maybe under their skirts, or how are they generally worn?
They're generally worn with a pant, with a shirt over them. So,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're in with dresses or skirts, but generally just with a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm wondering, too, and I know, Hanori, you're still on with this as well. I'm wondering, why are they wanting to ban leggings? I just need to be clear, and I'm sure that there are listeners out there that are thinking, you know, why are they trying to actually prevent these girls from wearing them? Are they wearing them in a certain way? Go ahead.
They say that they are too revealing and tight and
mm-hmm.
are distracting for boys. And if that's for the boys' fault, they're being distracted by that piece of clothing. They could just be
mm-hmm.
focusing, and girls would be allowed to wear them. But the girls, the girls are getting put down because of boys' problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to make sure that, right, girls are not being blamed for something that boys are doing, or girls do not want to be singled out. So that is a really good point. I'm still trying to determine, I mean, just to have a blanket statement saying, well, leggings are just totally distracting. Did they make any suggestions, or did anyone make any suggestions saying that perhaps if you wear a shirt that is a certain length to make it longer, or was any of that discussed?
They said, like, your shirt has to be, like, to arm's length. If you, like, laid your arms down and you stood up, it would have to go down to where your fingertips ended.
Okay. Now, was that okay, or they just don't want you wearing them at all? And Hanori, you might, if you want to, go ahead and jump back in the conversation, because
sure.
I know you're really aware of a lot of the logistics behind it as well.
Sure. So just as a point of clarification, the leggings actually, under the current policy, fall under what they call extremely tight clothing. So on the dress code examples, extremely tight clothing is banned, and therefore they made a statement saying that leggings fall under extremely tight clothing. What is currently not at issue is covering. So the tops or tunics or skirts or shorts that may cover someone wearing leggings is not up for discussion at the present time under the dress code revision. So what they're looking to revise is allowing clothes that are, you know, more comfortable, and also allowing, you know, girls to feel more empowered. So APS has decided to include a statement that is more impactful and positive around the dress code, and we'll see that language tomorrow. But the tops, and, you know, whether or not you have to wear shorts or a skirt, or whether your top or tunic needs to be of a certain length, will be decided by each school. So the way that APS has decided to enforce and write upcoming dress code policies and revisions are really school-specific, which is very empowering to the principals at each school to decide what is common decency among their community. So it's very community-based. So Ruby and Phelan will have the opportunity in working with the principals at Spark and Inman, hopefully, to update and write a new dress code that's very specific to that school. So the Atlanta Public School dress code policy that they've been working to change should hopefully allow the leggings and also remove the word distracting, so that when each school across the entire district goes to update their policy, they will have the opportunity as community members in the Grady cluster to update that policy to specifically or more specifically outline what is allowed and what is permitted, so that if they decide to have a clause around the tunics or the shirts or the skirts being, you know, at your arm's length or fingertip or below, that's something that Ruby and Phelan and a lot of their friends can work on developing in a very collaborative fashion with their middle school and elementary school principals.
Okay, so the details are yet to come. I'm going to try to answer at least a few of our emails. One says, Etiquette Lady, with all the issues plaguing the APS schools, why are they picking on girls? I am mortified. This comes from Zebula B. in Atlanta. Thank you for that, Zebula. Wow. Okay, here's one that says, Etiquette Lady, will you do a follow-up show after the meeting? And this comes from Sarah. We probably will do that. If you girls, would you be willing to come back on the show? Because, yes. Of course, the listeners are going to want to know what happens after tomorrow, because there are going to be some decisions made on tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes. So we will gladly come on tomorrow, maybe.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And the two of you,
you'll be busy tomorrow at the meeting. they'll be busy addressing the board tomorrow.
Yeah, Sarah, it would be next week if we were to do the follow-up show, and I knew we would get some of those questions. In fact, I see a second one. They're wanting to know exactly what the outcome is going to be. Here's one. It says, kudos to the girls. Keep up the good work. And I agree with that. And, okay, there's another one that says, will there be a follow-up show? So this is pretty popular. They want to see what the outcome is going to be. But, girls, you should feel really, really good about yourselves. Somebody tell me, either one of you can just sort of give us a little information of what you said when you addressed the board before.
Well, I went first, and so I started talking about, like, how the board says that leggings are considered too tight and they're distracting, but I don't really believe that they're tight. Like, leggings are made to stretch out as far as, like, as far as something, let's just say. And I would just think that class clowns or troublemakers would be more distracting than, like, a piece of clothing that you would wear.
And Ruby got quite a reaction from the audience when she shared that. There was a collective kind of sigh and chuckle because I think everyone agreed with what she said.
I'm sure she did. I was just getting ready to comment on that. What a dynamic point. What a dynamic point. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
So what I said was that girls should be allowed to wear leggings, and I gave some alternative options of wording so that leggings were allowed and you would be able to wear them, and it would not single them out. And I told her about my petition, which got a couple gasps from the board.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the board was very surprised that there were so many people. I think at the time it was over 1,200 signatures that Phelan had gotten inside of 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it's definitely, I think, a signal to the board that, you know, this is an impactful conversation, not just for the students, but also their families and parents. And I think with the backdrop and shift in what's happening, you know, in society today, it proves that, you know, little girls like this really can change the world and their voices can be heard. And although I think a lot of people have complained about the dress code across APS, you know, for various reasons, for various issues, it's, you know, the difference between, you know, having a voice is really just showing up and having your opinion heard and doing the work. And that's what these girls have demonstrated, that they've taken the time out of their schedules, you know, done their homework on the weekends and showed up to the board meetings and the policy meetings and, you know, understood the issue completely so that they can impact change. And I think as adults, you know, we all know that, you know, half the game is showing up, and that's what they have done. So it's not enough to just complain and say, I don't like this. It's, you can complain, but then you have to take the next step, which is, what can I do to change it? And I think Ruby and Phelan have really taken that next step with the Atlanta Public School System, you know, to have their voices heard and to impact that positive change and work collaboratively with the board to impact, you know, not just themselves, but also all of the other students across the system. And I think it's wonderful.
Absolutely. And I am so very proud of you, Ruby and Phelan. So very proud. And we certainly want to most definitely end the show with that. You've been extremely courageous. You've shown, you know, great self-esteem, and I want to say certainly keep up the good work. And I think we're all in agreement that we will have you come back on next week, and because everybody is waiting on the follow-up. And those of you that may have joined our show a little late, no worries. All of our shows are archived, so you'll have an opportunity to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Again, we've been talking about leggings being a quote-unquote distraction, which we don't think they are. It is so, so important for students to be heard, and in case you joined the show late, these are two fifth grade girls that are certainly making a difference. And I want to say again, I'm proud of both of you. And, wow, I tell you, time just really flies when you are having fun, doesn't it? Phelan and Ruby, thank you again so much for what you're doing. And, Honora, thank you for coming on to just kind of give, you know, us an idea of looking at the big picture of what's really going on. I want to thank everyone for supporting our show, those of you that listen, those of you who sent your emails. And I promise for those of you that we did not have an opportunity to answer your email, I apologize, and we will certainly do that on the next show next week, okay? Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. We'd appreciate if you tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Happens to be one of my favorite Proverbs, 3 and 3. And please be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Good night. Take care. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.